We're waiting on the connection with ABC crime and terrorist analyst Brad Garrett. He is on the KRDN newsline right now at 6:37, and we're continuing to look into how law enforcement intelligence gets missed at the Capitol siege, maybe being just one of many examples. Good morning, Brad. And what is it when it comes to some of these intelligence flags kind of falling through the cracks?
So if you think about it, Andrew, this way, that intelligence gets gathered by somebody, whether it's off of social media, whether it's from a source, recorded telephone call. Law enforcement then sort of has to, determine the authenticity of it. Then depending on the nature of it, and in this case, the U.S. Capitol, is it information that they think is solid enough, corroborated enough to pass on? And they have. What's interesting is there's been a lot made about an email possibly sent the night before the Capitol situation. But law enforcement has been collecting information from a number of groups and individuals for weeks prior to January 6th. Some of it, has been reported in newspapers about talking about that there, there'll be an insurrection on January 6th and that blood will flow in the Capitol and they'll go after certain individuals. And so it was very clear to many of us that something really bad could potentially happen on January 6th, and unfortunately it did. So is this a breakdown in law enforcement passing information, or is it a breakdown in law enforcement doing something with the information they have? I will tell you, after listening to the three primary people that oversee the Capitol Police, I didn't walk away with any good answers as to really why decisions were made the way they were.
It seemed to be a lot of finger-pointing trying to deflect blame, did it not?
Yeah, there is no question, Shannon. And the question I've asked from the beginning of this is, what political overlay played in what security could be out and available? In other words, what type of barricades? How many officers? No National Guard? Did the president get involved? Did Republican elected officials get involved? I mean, I don't know the answer to that, obviously, but it is something that they're going to have to look at. And if they do a version of like the 9/11 Commission, they probably will at least get to the bottom of it, because it is important. I mean, it does look like an unbelievable miss by law enforcement, and I'm not convinced that it is a total miss. It may be by a certain agency or two, but I don't think collectively it was a failure.
Tell us this, because we hear this over and over. I mean, the talk that we hear that, that there was intelligence that got missed seems very, it's almost like the echo of what we heard after 9/11, even the echo of what we heard after the Oklahoma City bombing.
No doubt.
Do changes get made that are effective?
I will tell you, since 9/11, there's been a sea change in how law enforcement and the intelligence community talk with each other, and then also talk with city, county, and state law enforcement officials. So is miss the right word or not use the right word? Clearly, if you wanted to go by what the three of them were testifying to a couple of days ago, you would have no clue, in my view, as to what the real answer is. But if information was passed, and according to former Chief Sund of the Capitol Police, he didn't even know about this last piece of information until like a day or two before the hearing. So, I mean, what's that all about? I don't know. That sounded way too simplistic to me. Was something that was as specific as that information was. So that's really going to have to be sorted out, which will include, obviously, within the intelligence unit of the Capitol Police. See, there is a Capitol Police officer assigned to the FBI on the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So he or she hears everything the FBI hears, day in and day out, and they're literally two blocks from the Capitol. So the idea that information was not getting passed, at least from the FBI, to the Capitol Police, it just doesn't ring accurate to me at all.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and, you know, it definitely highlights that human error and almost sounding like a large national game of telephone where you think the message is going across smoothly, but it isn't fully getting passed along. ABC's Brad Garrett, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News, and we'll talk surely about this in the coming days.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.